Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2390, How Embracing Contentment is Making Me Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy, by Lisa Harrison of madmoneymonster.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello and welcome to another Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's post comes from Optimal Finance Daily, where articles covering everything from saving to budgeting to investing and more are read to you every day. You can find Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're hearing this. So with that, here's Diana with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
How Embracing Contentment is Making Me Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy, by Lisa Harrison of madmoneymonster.com. Feeling content is good for my life and my money. I didn't always feel content with my life. Growing up, all I ever wanted was to be rich, and rich to me was what I saw on the show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Basically, I just wanted stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. Shiny and sparkly stuff and a ginormous house. To me, that was making it in life, and if I could be like that, then I'd be happy. Thinking back, I realized that I didn't want to be rich in the traditional sense at all. I didn't want a pile of money in the bank account. What I wanted was all the stuff. A funny thing has happened to me with each passing year. I realize that all the stuff brings me less and less joy the older I get. What brings me joy these days are family game nights, hikes in the woods and around the neighborhood, people watching at the mall, and pizza on Fridays. Since embracing contentment and devaluing the stuff I wanted so badly as a young adult, my bank account is reaping the rewards. Not only am I making big financial strides towards a life full of options, but the things I do with my free time often involve not spending money at all. Instead, I'm making improvements in my personal life. I'm making more of an effort to stay active and exercise than I used to. I also make it a point to enjoy that exercise because I know it's good for my mind and my body. And since I'm exercising more, I feel healthier than I used to. It's a total win. Three steps to take to feel content. If you're sitting there thinking you could benefit from feeling more content with your life, take a look at the three steps you can take starting right now to feel better about your life and your future. Number one, be grateful. It should come as no surprise that being grateful is the number one thing you can do right now to feel content with your life. Think about how far you've come and how many people want to be at the level you currently enjoy. Imagine going back in time and showing your younger self how much you've achieved thus far. For me, I've achieved everything I ever wanted as a child. I graduated from college with honors and even earned a master's degree. On top of that, I own three houses, our family home and two rental properties. Growing up in a 400 square foot trailer fostered a love of real estate inside me. If the younger me could see all that I've accomplished, that person would be blown away. In addition to my education and real estate ventures, I also have a beautiful, healthy family. That alone is enough to feel grateful for each and every day. Number two, flip negatives into positives. This might be easier said than done, but if you can master this skill, you'll be well on your way to a life of contentment. Whatever your situation is, I'm sure you have experienced some negative events in your life. Whether these events were self-inflicted or just the result of some really bad luck, I'm willing to bet you can find some good nugget hiding in that experience somewhere if you dig deep enough. One of the biggest negatives in my life that I turned into a positive was an 8-year-long relationship that I stayed in despite my better judgment. I knew almost immediately that the relationship was not right for me and that I should move on, but fear held me back. I was in my early 20s at the time, and I didn't know how to be alone, and I was scared. I was scared of relying solely on myself. I was scared of leaving this beautiful house to find my own way in the world, and I was scared I'd never find anyone else. Looking back from a point of clarity, I realized that I was wrong, wrong, wrong. But at the moment, I felt like I couldn't leave, so I stayed. I stayed and wasted 8 good years of my life with the wrong person. So how did I turn that into a positive? Well, first of all, I don't think of it as wasting 8 years of my life. I think of it as a time of personal growth. During that relationship, I learned how to interact with a myriad of individuals and situations. I also developed some really valuable construction skills that I use regularly on my home and on our 2 rentals. When I think about that situation now, I know it wasn't all bad and it wasn't a total waste. I learned a lot in those 8 years, and I learned even more in the aftermath. I learned to be strong enough to make it on my own and to be happy alone. That was huge, and I'm grateful for the experience. Number 3, enjoy the moment. All too often, we get caught up in looking forward to the next big thing in our lives. I'm not saying it's bad to look forward to a vacation or a holiday. What I'm saying is that it's bad to mindlessly weave through each day without enjoying something about it. Sure, it might be a work day and you might be stressed out trying to hit a deadline, but I bet there was still some portion of your day that's enjoyable. Did you have lunch with a friend? Did you listen to an entertaining podcast on your way to work? Will you have a great conversation during dinner with your family this evening? Or maybe you'll get a good workout in before snuggling up with a book before bed. However mundane your day feels, there is likely still something good about it. Look, I know we all have obligations and things we need to accomplish to keep our lives running, but you still need to enjoy the moment by seeking out the things each and every day that you cherish. Believe me, they're there. You just need to slow down and be grateful for them. Let's get back to talking about money. So how does feeling content make me wealthy? Simple. I desire fewer things, and that equals more money. Since I don't care if I drive the newest car or wear the latest fashions, I have more money to invest and increase my bottom line, propelling me towards financial improvement and ultimately financial independence. Okay, I'm gonna hop off my soapbox now so you can start appreciating your beautiful life and feeling content each day. You just listened to the post titled, How Embracing Contentment is Making Me Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy, by Lisa Harrison of madmoneymonster.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This article reminded me that contentment is a skill. You really have to work at it because it's a matter of perspective. I heard someone say the other day that fear is free, but hope takes work. And I'd extend that sentiment to contentment as well. It takes work. When you put off feeling content until after you meet some condition, like when you get out of debt or when you reach financial independence, you may find yourself disappointed. When it comes to skills, they need to be honed over time. So for example, if you can't manage $1,000 now, you're unlikely to be able to manage $1 million later because money management is a skill. Similarly, if you aren't capable of being grateful for what you have now, you're unlikely to be content with what you have later either. So as you're working on your financial goals, it's a great idea to work on your level of contentment as well. One gratitude exercise that I've been enjoying lately is called 10-10-10. You make a list of 10 things you're excited about or looking forward to, 10 things you're grateful for, and 10 things you like to do. Because you're writing down 30 things, it forces you to really reflect and dig a bit deeper. And every time I do this exercise, I reorient myself towards appreciating how full my life is now. I also like the advice in this article to flip negatives into positives. And I wanted to point out that sometimes this is easier when someone else can do this for us. I'm always so appreciative when my friends point out the positives in a situation. It can really help shake me out of a negative mental loop. I'm also reminded of a time that I was able to do this for myself really easily. It was after I read the book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. That book really inspired some obnoxious optimism, so I highly recommend it. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.